Selling a little, cha-ching, or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the final real life store stage, all the way down to did we just hit $1 million? Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS systems, whatever and wherever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout at 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/human2. That's all lowercase. You're going to go to shopify.com/human2 now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/human2. Oh my goodness. It's been a while since we've been here, y'all. Hello, Human 2 family. I've been struggling. I have been struggling really bad lately. There's a couple different things going on. Just like in general, a move, much less or much more, a cross country move, selling a house, buying a house. I've got a lot of imposter syndrome. I've got a lot of guilt. I've got a lot of anxieties. I've got a lot of stress, but not distress. It's just been honestly just a lot lately, and I've been like working with my therapist and like honestly just like my close circle of kind of working through it. Another big thing that's like happening right now is cancel culture is like a real thing. So cancel culture has become a real thing, and I'm struggling with that because I, on one standpoint, like as a consumer consuming content, I understand that people work a 9-to-5. People are struggling to make ends meet. And then when they come online and they see influencers or content creators doing things, it's just like you get this competitive or not competitive. You get this like annoyance because things aren't relatable. But then I'm like, okay, but when we're talking about relatability, nobody's life is ever going to be relatable to mine. It's what we go through. It's who we are. It's what we struggle with. And it's been so tough because it's like, I don't go online to like, I go online to like see other people's life. Like I go on to like turn my life off, and that's why I go online. So that's when I'm creating content. I share my life. I share the goods. I share the bads. I share everything. So when you're coming on and you're turning off your own life and you're tuning into other people's, like, I don't know. I'm just like a disaster of a person right now because it's just so hard. It's like you want to create fun, engagement content, and then people are like, oh, that's not relatable. Okay, but then you create like vulnerable content and that does well. But then you're like all day, every day, I don't want to be talking about like my struggles or grief. Like, I don't know. It's just such a fine line. So I'm really beating myself up there. And then I'm also like, we're also moving across the country. So like mentally, I'm just kind of like stressed there. I don't know what it's like to even sell a home, much less sell and buy at the same time. Obviously really miss my dad. Like there's so many things. Like closing out Minnesota is a real big struggle for me. Like I'm so happy to be doing it, but it's so weird because Minnesota was like my dad's state, and that was the whole reason I lived here, is because my dad was here. I didn't choose Minnesota on a map and was like, oh my god, Minneapolis sounds so fun. I chose it because my dad and my siblings were here, and like my family was here. And so now having the whole family go to shit, it's just like there's just so much going on. And why I'm coming to you guys and like ranting to you guys all about this is because, one, I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of a life update. Nothing is peachy keen all the time, and that's okay. I'm human too. I'm having to like remind myself of that every single day, that I'm human too. I'm allowed to feel these things. I am allowed to set boundaries. I'm allowed to struggle. I'm allowed to be happy. I'm allowed to have two truths at the same time. You can have beauty, but you can also have sadness. And I just wanted to kind of share that with you guys because I feel like so many people come online and they see everyone's highlight reel. Again, that's okay. But it's also like real life is a struggle. Every day is a struggle. And I actually just had a meeting with my therapist this morning, and she was just like, every day is all we have. Today is all we have, the here and the now. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Stop worrying about next month. Like, yes, you can pre-plan for certain things, but why worry? Like, let's focus on today. Let's control what we can control now, here, right now. And I also battle with like really, really, really bad ADHD. And it's such a blessing to like live my life and be my own business owner or like be my own boss because I get to set my own schedule. But also when you struggle with really bad ADHD, a lack of structure can also become hindering and it adds to the mess. So I've been really working with her of like setting daily goals. And I kind of wanted to share something that she had said with me is starting every day. Every day's success rate is going to be different than yesterday's or tomorrow's. So for example, today you have a list of three things that you really want to get done. That will make you successful today. But tomorrow you might wake up with the flu and you're like, I can't do what I did yesterday because today I have to take a rest day. Maybe my success of today is taking a nap, drinking a lot of fluid and trying to hold something down. So that really resonated with me because I'm like, every day I try to hold myself to a certain success level. I just shared on Instagram this past week, one of the top questions that we get asked all the time is, if you guys don't want babies right now and you're not on birth control, what are you doing? We naturally track my cycle via Natural Cycles app. I've shared them with you guys literally a billion times, and I'm sure you're probably sick of hearing that. But I truly love them with a burning passion. Whether you're looking to conceive a child or you are looking to prevent conception, Natural Cycles is the app for pretty much all women. I think every woman should have it. Just because when you start to know your body, it's insane. It's insane. Like, the things that I've learned in the app are truly life-changing because, and it's not even just like knowing my cycle. Yeah, that's like part of the great thing, but also incorporating my cycle in my day-to-day life. And I know that sounds crazy, but until you start to do it, you're like, oh wait, you're like, okay, I know my luteal phase is coming up. I'm about to be like really bloated. That's like one of the biggest symptoms of your luteal phase is you get that belly bloat and you're like so self-conscious. You're like, oh my God, I'm gaining weight. Oh my gosh, I'm super bloated. I can't get rid of it. But you've got dinner with your girlfriends or you're going to the, you're taking a vacation that week. When you know when that phase is coming up, I literally plan my life around it. I'll be like, no, I just know I'm not going to be in the best mindset to go out to dinner with my girlfriends that day. Or I know like, hey, actually that's fine, but let me pre-plan a comfortable outfit, a more chill evening out, and we go in sweatpants. Like, because I know my mental during that phase is just not going to be 100%. And I also know like, hey, this week where I'm going on my, like I'm on my period, like I know I'm just going to be a little bit more irritable. I'm going to be more hungry. I'm going to give myself more grace during that phase of life or that phase of the month, because I just know I can't change it. I can't control it. We all get a period and we all get irritable. We all get more hungry. I'm not going to beat myself up for being more hungry and more irritable. It just is what it is. The app has changed my life. I truly, truly cannot speak highly enough about it. The amount of knowledge that's in there past just the period tracking or the ovulation tracking, it's just phenomenal. I share it with everybody and I tell you guys, I work with them because I truly, truly love them. So they did share a code with you guys. It is code Catherine. If you go to naturalcycles.com, use code Catherine. It'll get you 15% off your annual subscription. And it'll also get you a free thermometer. Code Catherine at naturalcycles.com, 15% off your annual subscription and a free thermometer. Try it out. I really highly recommend every female out there learning their own bodies, because again, it's not just about knowing when your period's coming or when you're ovulating. It is all about how it can truly improve your life and your mental health when you fully understand your body. It takes you a little bit to get there, but once you do, game over. I do just want to let you guys know that this is for 18 plus and this does not protect against STIs. And success rate to me is like, if I spend quality time with my husband, that was like, that's a brownie point for the day. If I create this amount of videos and I posted on this page and I responded to this many DMs, like that's a success rate for me. And every day is going to be different, but I hold myself to the same standard every single day. And I feel like a lot of people do. Like all moms out there, like I want every single day to have 2 hours of undevoted, uninterrupted quality time with my children, but every day is different. And every single day we have 24 hours in a day, but if you break it up by like time slots, that's what she said, is like kind of like breaking up your time slots on different investments. So like, I'm going to invest an hour at the gym today. I'm going to invest 20 minutes to reading. I'm going to invest an hour into cleaning the house. Like, just setting it up as time slots of like things to be doing each and every single day that are going to set you up for successes. And yeah,
selling a little, cha-ching, or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the final real life store stage, all the way down to did we just hit $1 million? Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS systems, whatever and wherever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout at 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/human2. That's all lowercase. You're going to go to shopify.com/human2 now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/human2. I don't know. Honestly, I really just wanted to come on and just give like a little bit of a life update and just share stuff that I'm going with or going through right now, because I feel like I share a lot on TikTok or I'll share a lot on Instagram, but it's so up and down. And that's the other thing. Like, TikTok has been such an inconsistent thing for me right now, and I really thrive on consistency. I haven't had consistency my whole life. I haven't had routine. I have been just always everything was always chaotic. So now doing TikTok full time, I'm like, I just wish there was a more consistent level of things, but I get it. It comes with the territory, I guess. So many people have been coming to me and they're like, TikTok unfollowed me or unfollowed you. And I didn't do that. Like, I just no longer follow you. Or people will come and say like, I never see your stuff anymore. So that's been also weighing on me, because I'm like, you put all this time and energy into creating entertainment for people. And then it's not getting seen, or you put all this time and energy into content for people to be entertained and someone takes it the wrong way. So it's just like it's just a big mind jumble right now of a lot. And I just had to get that off my chest. So over the next few weeks, I've been filming a lot with a lot of different people. I'm very excited for the next few weeks of podcasts for you guys. There was a lot being pre-recorded for the future, so I'm excited for all of that to come out to share with you guys. Couch Convos has started. So if you have sent in emails, like sharing stories that you want to, just like everything that you guys go through, I literally want to sit on your guys' couch. I want to talk with you in your own home, whether it's via FaceTime or I'm actually in your city and I fly in and I come have a day with you in your home. Like, I'm so excited for that. I've been doing Minneapolis people just because obviously they're local and I can come into their house right now, and it just is making it so I don't have to fly out here later on in life. So I'm excited for Couch Convos to be a thing and continue on. We've got a lot going on, and it's just a bunch of, I feel like what your brain is what you relay. And right now my brain is literally a disaster. It is literally a mush of everything and anything, all while still being human. So I'm still going through grief every day. I'm still going through being a wife every single day. I'm still going through hormonal issues every single day. I'm still going through everything. I don't know. So ultimately, this episode was just supposed to be really short and sweet. I just kind of wanted to catch you guys up and just tell you that when you're juggling so much, or even if you're just juggling a few heavy things, life can feel really overwhelming. And it can start to feel like, where do I even start? What do I even do next? What is most important today? And I wanted to remind you that you're human too. It's okay to drop a few balls every once in a while. When you're juggling 12 things, 10 things, 4 things, like, it is it's a lot. And you got to prioritize what that day, today, here and now, what is worth the struggle? Like, what am I throwing up in the air today? And what do I know that I can catch? Tomorrow, we can try with something else. We'll throw something else up in the air and we'll catch it another day. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to just share my jumbled thoughts with you and say, I freaking love you. I miss you guys in just a weird kind of way. There's so much also that I like want to go over with you guys too in the future. And like, I want to sit down and structure actual episodes, like full blown episodes. I've been really working with my therapist between the difference between being a nice person and being a people pleaser. And I'm so excited to kind of share a full blown episode because I was going through something in life with somebody who is a people pleaser, but they swear that they're a nice person. And I'm like, saying yes, going against your own internal instincts to say yes to please other people. Yeah, that's nice. Like, that's great. But when you become resentful and you become spiteful and you become angry with the people that you're saying yes to because you didn't know how to say no, that doesn't mean you're a nice person. That just means you said yes. Like, that means you show up. Like, yeah, you can still be a kind human being, but like, don't confuse the two. And I think a lot of people confuse the two. And I worked with my therapist over this, and I've listened to a lot of podcast episodes because this is so mind blowing to me that our generation, I mean, even parents now, like, your kids don't tell you no. Like, you teach them, don't tell me no. Yes, go get in the shower. Like, or you don't tell me no, it's your homework time. Go do your homework. We're so conditioned to just perform for our parents, for our teachers. You don't say no, you do what you're told, you show up, you smile, you act kindly, you have a friend that needs help moving and you really don't want to go, but you say yes. And I just found that so interesting. So I really want to share that in the future of like all the things that I've learned there, because I feel as if it's our time. It is our time to start saying no. It's our time to stop being people pleasers. It is our time to stop hating other people because we said yes. Like, I don't know, it's just craziness to me. So I'm excited to share that. And again, I had someone in my life tell me like, well, I'm a nice person. And I'm like, but you're always angry at everybody else. You're upset with everybody else because you said yes. So it's like, are you a nice person or are you a people pleaser? And again, you can still be both, but like, don't just say you're a nice person. Like, no, it's because you can't say no to people. And yeah. Anyways, so for the next few weeks, we will be home. We will be packing. We will be kind of getting our lives together here on this end. Rafael will be in Dallas for a little bit of time. He is actually interviewing for some jobs down there. So I'm excited for that. I will keep you guys updated and let you know as we go. I mean, obviously tune into Instagram and TikTok. We always post every single day, no matter what. Something's going up. I just kind of wanted to be real with you guys and just say I'm honestly just a fucking jumble right now. And I'm trying to work through it. I always say like, what a blessing it is that I get paid to live my life. Ultimately, that's kind of like what my job is I live life and I entertain you guys. I bring you along with me on everything that I do. But it's also made it very hard to be able to pull apart like my personal life and my content creation life. And I'm just really trying to find that fine line and blend those two better together, but also pull them apart more. Because I feel like right now, like, we'll sit in bed with Rafael and I at 10 o'clock at night and we'll think of content ideas. And it's like our whole marriage, our whole life, our friend, like everything has become content. And when I go through something with somebody, like say, for example, I don't know, my brother Aaron and I go through something. We're not, but say we do, like, you guys see him as a character in my life and you're like, oh my God, tell us everything. But I'm like, I don't know how to separate, like, Aaron is a human being. He's not just a character in my life. And I don't owe every explanation of everything going on all the time. But I'm also like, I feel like I should share because it's real and people go through shit. So we'll get there. Anyways, I love you guys. I love you so, so, so much. I'm thankful for you guys being here. I know this is just a quick random little episode again of just life updates. But yeah, there's a lot to come. I mean, I just feel like we just need to figure out life right now. Just kind of get out of the mud. And just again, I'm struggling with a lot. So like saying goodbye to Minnesota without like even, I don't know, like I haven't told my family I'm moving. They just found out from online, which is feeling weird. It's awkward. It's an awkward feeling. But I'm also like, I guess that's the status of our relationship now. And again, I owe nobody anything. So yeah, we got a lot going up here in this little pea brain. So I will see you guys next week. Give yourself grace. Give yourself some time off. Give yourself the ability to just be a human too. And remind yourself that every single day, like when you show up for work, yes, you're clocking in, but you don't have to give 100% every single day. Your bosses know that you're human too. Like there's going to be days where you want to perform at an extremely high level. There's going to be days where you just show up and you barely get anything done and you leave and you're like, oh, well, whatever. And that goes for real life too. Like there's going to be days where you're just like, fuck, I just want to get in bed right now. Just go get in bed. Chill. Relax. Maybe, I mean, obviously some people have responsibilities, like obviously get your responsibilities done, but give yourself that grace to just relax, to just breathe and remind yourself like it's okay. We're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Ultimately, it starts with just taking that deep breath and realizing that like you're human too. That's all I can keep saying to you guys. I will see you guys next week. I'm excited for what's coming. I love you. I appreciate you for being here and sticking through this chaos upstairs in my little brain. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.